Sega game.
This is Balls Range Mode. What were we calling it?
Welcome to Balls Range Mode, Episode 1.
And we call it, like, Aftermath.
After Dark.
Yeah, we had a joke.
I don't remember.
Guerrilla Radio?
Yeah, lights out. Guerrilla Radio. Turn that shit up.
Yeah, welcome to Orange Mode After Dark. Lights out! Guerrilla Radio! It's not as funny as it was.
No, what was the second pitch that I thought was funnier? The one that I opened with?
Just now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Whoa. What was that crack?
I don't know. I just squeezed the whole can. I tried to twist the cap back on. I twisted the whole can. Like it was one giant cap. Anyways. We're not talking about anything in particular. We're just talking about this. And this is All Range Mode After Dark episode. Probably, I don't know. What is this? 22?
I kind of like what I called it earlier. I just want to go back and listen.
What'd you call it?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we're good. Let's keep going. Let's call whatever you want it to be. Welcome to whatever you want it to be. What are you talking about? Whatever you want, man.
All right, so tonight we're hanging out.
No, no structure. No structure.
Well, okay, well, ask me a question.
There's no microphone here.
Just ask me a question. Ask me about fucking Black Ops.
No, that's a baited question. Or a loaded question?
A baited question? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, because you want me to want you to talk about Black Ops.
No, I just...
No?
I don't want to talk about it, like, in real life. So it's like, I have something to talk about on the podcast. I'll talk about Black Ops.
This isn't a podcast, though.
Well, yeah, this is After Dark.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. But there's no structure. Tell me about fucking Black Ops. You played that piece of shit game this week.
Yeah. It's nowhere near as good as advanced
really?
Warfare, no.
What does it take place? Is it still like
in it's fucking future? Place? It's kind of like a Terminator future where like the enemy is like robots. Ugh. And like yeah, it's just a weird thing. Like you're also kind of a robot. Like you have like mechanical arms and legs and shit. I mean, it is kind of cool. There's like fucking. What are those helicopters with fucking high like the sideways helicopter fucking drones? Pods?
Drones?
Yeah, like drones.
Is that the word?
No. But,
sideways helicopter pod.
They're called something.
What the fuck are you talking about if it's not a drone?
No, but drones use this technology. Drones use the same sideways helicopter pods. They're not sideways helicopter pods. They're like... A fucking helipad or something? I don't know. Heliplane?
Oh, fuck. I don't know, man.
Whatever. It's kind of cool for a little while. It's kind of cool and there's like weird Terminator-like sci-fi going on.
Okay.
And then that's all it is for the whole time and like it just gets boring really quick and they have this whole idea of like wide open spaces that... Advanced Warfare didn't go into that, and that, like, people who are looking for a Battlefield-type experience are looking for, like, branching paths and different ways to attack the enemy and all that shit, and Black Ops 3 gives it to you in, like, the most superficial way, like, ever. Like, there's it's so small, but it's, like, still a wide open space, and, like, Advanced Warfare, it always felt like you were driving through the environment. Like, you were always, like, consistently progressing.
Yeah.
But for me... And I play these games on veteran.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm all about, like, get to the next checkpoint. But, like, when every checkpoint is just, like, clear the area, it just gets boring. And, like, there's robots and humans. You fight either a robot or a human. And you can get, like, different abilities that will only affect humans or only affect the robots. And it's kind of like a skill tree. Like an adept, you know, Mass Effect?
Yeah.
It's those skills. Like, you can buy them. So one is like, if it's a robot, use your skill to blow it up. Or you can use that same skill, like, pod or whatever. Like, you get one per,
Is this, like, how the multiplayer works, too? Like, you get...
I have no idea how the multiplayer works.
Perks?
I don't know how the multiplayer works, but like you use your add up skill, it times out and then you get to use it again. So you can choose to use one that works on humans or choose to use one that works on robots.
Okay.
But that's about as deep as it gets. Like if I know I'm entering a place with lots of humans, it's like, all right, I'll choose the human one. And it's always infinite ammo. Like even on veteran, you're like anytime you're about to engage one of these huge, like not like semi huge, like conquest small areas.
Yeah.
It's a save point. Clear one of those and you get to the next save point. And there's always like a spawn point of sort where there's like an ammo drop. Just a little fucking cube that says ammo and you can infinitely increase your ammo.
Yeah, because that was difficult in the old veteran games.
Yeah, you had like, to pick get up, through. Like,
other weapons and stuff like that.
Yeah, you had to pick up somebody else's gun.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore. It's all fucking sci-fi. Like, ammo drop, increase.
It's all batteries, just wait.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's like, just so I never really, like, there's not very much tension. It's just like, ugly. But you know what? Playing on veteran at least makes it as good as like a Battlefield game kind of feels. Like if you expose yourself and you get shot 3 times, you're dead.
Yeah.
That's kind of what playing on veteran feels like. And that's fun. Like the bots aren't as responsive or like as adaptive as humans. But like if I expose myself to them, I'm dead. Then again, they won't try and like flank me or whatever, you know, because they're programmed that fucking room.
Yeah.
And then just learn that shit. But I mean, Advanced Warfare was different. It felt like I was driving through the story and always like more cinematic and cool. And like it made like that tension so much more real because it wasn't just clear an area. Like,
yeah.
Because when I'm clearing an area, it's I can, all right, well, I'll just hit this adept as many times as I can. I'll throw as many grenades as I can because I'm at an infinite ammo place.
That makes sense.
And like the veteran experience, like it's cool when you're doing well, but it just stalls in these big fucking battlegrounds too many times. So that's my Black Ops 3 review right there. After Dark.
Do you think Call of Duty, because they went like with Advanced Warfare, they're like, well, we need to make the game faster, so they gave you like that exo suit.
I don't know what they did.
Like they just have to keep.
I think like, they might have shoehorned it in.
They're shoehorning it, so it's like you can't have a multiplayer because the game's based on multiplayer, right?
Yeah,
like you're the lone person that plays it for the single player campaign.
I know, and I love it. Yeah. I love it so much. Like they
put the campaigns together, like, are good. Like they're
not like regular stories like World War II. All the Allies, we were hard fought.
What the fuck's it called? Hard fought.
We're hard fought. No, it was just like
you're saying FUBAR.
It was 2018 when the robots took over the world. And it's like, fuck yeah, like I'll play 10 of these. Anyway, that's what they become, and that's why they're cool campaigns.
Now, they've always been fun to play, though.
Yeah.
Like, Call of Duty 4 was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, those fucking Frontline was so.
Yeah,
epic.
Like they must have, like the executive must have seen, like, we can't just keep making the same multiplayer. Let's throw in this Advanced Warfare shit and like makes the mobility a lot faster. And now each subsequent game has to shoehorn in like fucking robots, and now the space game is gonna have like space suits that make you jump fast. like that's just the new shit. That's what Call of Duty's become. Mobility. I don't think they can lesser.
They're definitely experience. On like they're. It's almost like they're on a momentum, like...
Like, they're adding to the game. They're adding to it. I don't think they're ever going to just, like, strip it back and do, like, a World War II again.
It's far-fetched, because I just don't feel like they're the artists, you know, that, like, that can put together that kind of experience. Like, they're just driving...
Well, they have, though. New... That's the thing. Like, they've...
They were in the past,
done it,
but
they, I don't think... To Whoa. Make it again just seems... I don't know. They'd have to put a spin on it where you're wearing a fucking spacesuit back in time... Like fighting in the 1960s.
Fuck. But I do like it. I mean, goddamn. It's cool to get little sci-fi experiences out of like top like I guess like AAA games, you know, like you can call them that.
Yeah.
These are the biggest games and they work really hard to put a story together. Like, and I haven't even tapped into the zombies thing. Like, I heard Jeff Goldblum's in it and that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, didn't TJ love that shit too.
Oh man! Like
we should be playing this.
I can't wait to fucking play that. Like, I'm like, it's a second campaign just waiting for me because, like, people like cool shit and they're like, well, we'll make a zombie mode for you. I can't wait to play it. Super excited. Yeah, I hated all the
other. Black Ops is a huge thing, right?
Yeah, but I hate the whole Black Ops thing. I mean, and
do you think Black Ops is like the worst of the series?
Or like I don't even know what the first two were like, but this is
no. I mean, like there's the Infinity Ward that makes Black Ops, or no? Who the fuck makes Black Ops?
Tell me who made Advanced Warfare.
Advanced Warfare was Infinity Ward.
Okay,
like the developer.
And these guys are not Infinity Ward. They're something else.
Fuck! What is it? Yeah, they're not Infinity Ward. They're one of the other studios.
Treyarch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Treyarch.
Yeah, and they make shit games.
So, like, yeah, it's their version of it. Like, their drones, like, if you're on a
map... But they have a third...
No, but dude, Black Ops 3... They
have a third fucking developer making Call of Duty games.
Yeah, okay. Who is this? This Black Ops 3 is so bad that, like, you open up into a fucking map and there's, like, two or three drones flying around at you. And you're like, okay, one, two, I'll kill them. In Advanced Warfare, that came out a year earlier, there were swarms, like bees, of drones coming at you. And you fucking fought those things with fucking laser guns like that just fucking carved through the earth as you shot it. And like, there was so many cool gadgets and like, and attributes and stuff like that. And Black Ops just does not fucking stand like a chance against it.
Nice.
Yeah. It's so much worse than fucking Advanced Warfare.
Has there actually been changes to the multiplayer, or is it always like...
I didn't play either.
Or no, I'm sorry, like not the multiplayer, the campaign? I mean, like the single player campaign. Like, has it, like, are they all kind of still hitting the same notes?
Or no, if you remember how good Modern Warfare was, Modern Warfare 2, do you remember how awesome that campaign was?
The campaign was amazing. And then...
Yeah, it's like...
Modern Warfare was the best.
Okay, Modern Warfare 2...
Nothing has touched Modern Warfare.
Oh my god, is that true? Which one?
Call of Duty 4...
I'm pretty sure it was Modern Warfare 2, which was the good one, where like there was Spec Ops.
Well, yeah, I'm saying as far as campaign goes, not total package.
Oh, I love Modern Warfare was really good.
Yeah, it was the best of the series, and they've been trying to hit that back, and I feel like they haven't been able to do that.
Well, I really did like Modern Warfare 2's as well, but I remember, yeah, it was the first one that like got me like invested.
Yeah.
And
like we played that game and it was like, holy shit, like,
yeah.
That was a great story. Like,
two was good as well. I hated three, and three. Advanced Warfare is as good as two. Okay. Like, I was having so much fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, oh yeah, like, this is perfect. And like, playing on Veteran, where like, I respected each map and each cover point and like, each enemy like, was significantly more difficult and like, you had to like, player, you know, you had to be better against in like certain situations. Like, it was a great campaign. Actually, Advanced Warfare, man, and Black Ops is okay, but it's nowhere near.
No,
as
you
good
know
as
what?
That.
Infinity War, no,
and they're Advanced fucking making Warfare, the next one.
Advanced Warfare was made by Sledgehammer.
Was it?
That was their third. That was the third studio, and they made fucking Sledgehammer.
Those guys.
Did you
ones...
hear that? Like the polygon long form.
No.
About Call of Duty. Oh, holy fuck! It's really good. When they go into the like the business side of how Call of Duty works, like as a franchise,
I must have heard this.
You must have, and like Sledgehammer was the new guy on the block, and they were like, okay, like we want to add like this new thing, like this sprinting ability, and we're gonna add like this suit, and they're like you're totally fucking changing like how Call of Duty's played, like, millions upon millions of sales every year. Like if you fuck this up, like this is gonna hurt. Us,
dude,
and they introduced that. Like, how? Like, they're like, no, this is gonna be so good. And they started playing it. They're like, make it.
Did you not play Modern or Advanced Warfare?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's fucking incredible, dude! It was my game of the year.
What did Infinity Ward make last?
I don't know. I don't care.
Ghosts.
They make fuck ghosts. Ghosts, dude. Ghost is
dead. That's why it's Ghosts 2 that's coming out. Oh
no, it's not though. Yeah, it is, no, baby. They said. That fucking one report was like, it will not be... It, remember, they... It was,
no,
like,
they said it's Ghost 2.
No, they said it's not a continuation of the Ghost or whatever series, and it's, like, super fucking futuristic with sci-fi, like, fucking teams fighting against each other. Sci-fi, like, networks or sci-fi...
Is it not called Ghosts 2?
No.
Oh, wow.
Sci-fi, like... battalions or something like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And yeah, this thing will be at fucking at E3, dude.
Battlefield 5 is going to be better.
Battlefield 5 in World War One. I wonder which one's going to win. Like, I wonder which one's going to look cooler.
Battlefield will.
Battlefield 5.
Come on.
So, what is...
The campaigns are going to be shit, because they're always fucking shit. But the multiplayer will be... If it's anything to, like, Battlefield Vietnam.
Dude. Yeah, Vietnam was so cool.
Holy fuck.
Vietnam was so cool.
Do you ever turn that on? It's like... What is this shit? And you go, oh, fucking DLC. But it's like...
Yeah.
CCR playing you into the tune. Some folks are bound.
Vietnam was honestly probably the reason that that game had staying power with me.
Yeah.
Like... I was like, what the hell is this part now? And like, I had gotten the Game of the Year edition already. So like, it was already installed in my fucking game. And I was like, there's another game?
Yeah. You flip over like Vietnam. Yeah,
and you're like, boom. I remember you flicking over and like, and that fucking CCR coming on and you're just like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, fucking yeah. What is this? You're like, you're not playing Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. Like,
what?
There's a fucking other game.
Yeah, because you and Dan pushed that on me. Yeah. You're like, you got it for my birthday or something like that. And you're like, oh my god, Joe, play this fucking game.
Play this fucking game.
Maybe Kyle would just give me his 360 or something.
Was that what it was?
I don't think so.
Because you were the last to get it.
I was the last to get it.
But you're like, dude, you have to play this fucking game. Like, we're not just joking around, because you had like the same kind of like...
Yeah, it was a year after Bad Company had already come out.
Fuck, I don't play. And it was Bad Company was stupid. Like, I don't play. Like, Joe... We're fucking telling you.
Yeah, and like it was already like Game of the Year for $30, and it included Vietnam.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
And that's when I got it for like $9. And you guys like made me figure out how to connect my Xbox to the internet. I was so late.
Fucking damn it, plug it in.
Oh, but that was cool. That was the first game I actually played online.
Yeah. And we played it a lot.
I can't believe that's true. That was the first fucking game I played online with people.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe like NHL once or twice. Play against an online player.
Yeah, but like, I think that's...
like, no headset. No, like, it's fucking Chad talking to me. Like, we're in a fucking squad.
Best fucking game I've ever made.
Yeah, that game was so good.
Battlefield 5 is so fucking good. It's like, it is just...
You can't say good. Battlefield 5 is...
No, good. I mean 4. Battlefield 4 is... fucking amazing, and it's the closest to
Just too much. I'm not good at it. People who play that game are really good at it, and like, you know what, I
it all depends. You know what, the thing about it is that they push that 64 player map. 32 on 32 is too much. If you join a 64 player map and there's 32 people in it, or like 32 or less, it's the best fucking game, because you can play however you want to play. And it's, you can, like, just take it slow.
What I really like is when... is... We'll be playing a game. It's a large game. Like Conquest.
Yeah.
But it's segregated into like each different like flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll just play A for like a half an hour.
Yeah,
and it's like, fuck this, let's get out of here.
Where the fuck are you? Like, oh, I'm at B. Like, what? Holy shit, you're still in the same game.
I'm at B. Yeah, like,
help, spot on me.
I don't know which player I want to be. I don't know if I want to be fucking recon or barging with a shotgun. And
I think the thing that made Bad Company 2 so good is that recon was amazing. Like, sniping was great, and yeah,
your fucking 4, Battlefield 4 missile drops from space, like. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Like, I was like, how do I have this ability and no one else does?
Yeah,
like, that's the thing. That's the thing. Destroy that house,
because remember how it was awesome playing sniper or recon in that?
Yeah,
and it's been bad in Bad Company or Battlefield 3 and 4. Sniping is like really not good to do.
The snipers are like weird guys.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of guys are really fucking good at sniping, but I feel,
what is happening?
I feel like it's just, I can't do it. Like, I'm really bad at it. I'm dropping the... What's going on, guys? Stop it. Come here. Buddy.
Oh, it's fucking Mandy and Shelby.
Damn, bud. You okay?
Did you send the pig?
What? I haven't sent anything. The phone's been off, man.
Yeah, it's just Mandy and Shelby.
Dude, what was I talking about? What the fuck? I was going somewhere.
All right, you were talking about Bad Company. What? I'm turning my phone off.
I don't know. I just... Battlefield's such a good game, but I can't play it by myself. I need to play it with somebody. Like, as soon as somebody's online, like, TJ's online, like, yes! Yes! Like, I get to just jump in, like, TJ spawned on me, and TJ, like, shows up on the back of my ATV. I'm like, fuck yeah, we're playing it.
Yeah, you know what, dude? Like, I'm in a whole new age of, like, of appreciating things, you know? And, like, I guess I just used to brush that experience off, but... And, you know, I used to get anxiety about, like, I'm not going to know which gun is my gun. I'm not going to be able to play enough to learn that.
We're done that. We're done.
Yeah, like.
We're done KD. We're done all that shit. I don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm playing the game. I'm having a good
I'm ready. I'm ready to give it my all, like, as much as my all is. And not, like, force myself to, like, abandon it because I'm not going to be the best.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It is just to fuck around in that game.
100% I pledge to devote myself to Battlefield 5.
Oh. Five.
I'm like,
you say four until five.
No, five. Like, I'm comfortable with, like, taking some time off and not worrying about it and, like, maybe finding different kind of games. Like, there's a lot of indie games coming out that I want to, like, dive into. And then it's like, I will get, like, a game. Like, gotta put my time in, you know, like, and play, like, and connect and all that shit. It's just Battlefield 5.
All right.
I think. I don't know.
I think Battlefield, to me, why it's good is that it's a culmination of, like, every game that I've played and the good things that I've taken from those games.
Oh,
it does everything, and it does it so well and fun. It's like, fuck, I'm playing Mario, I'm not playing Zelda really, but
dude, how good is Wii U games? You're playing some Wii U games?
It sucks ass on HD, baby.
It's not fun. Like, it's not. Yeah, it's.
Like, I'm fucking horrible at Mario on HD with fucking HD lag and shit. Like, it's real.
No.
And I'm bad at it.
Not bad at Mario. Not the 3D games. Are you talking about, like, indie games? Like, fucking WiiWare?
No.
You're talking about you put a disc in.
Yeah, disc. Disc input.
And there's lag?
Yeah. HD, like...
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. No.
It's because I'm playing on my TV.
Dude, I've been fucking acing that shit. Like, there's no way there's HD lag.
My TV has...
I'm the guy who fucking got gold coins.
My TV has the slowest fucking refresh rate. Or not refresh rate.
You think it's your TV?
No, my TV's very slow. Like, I can't play precision games on that TV.
Okay, alright.
That's what I'm saying. That's the HD lag. If I played on my monitor, I'd be probably pretty good at it. Maybe not amazing, because I've always been kind of shit at Mario.
Yeah.
But I'm really bad on that TV.
That's too bad, man.
Sucks.
Those are fun games.
It is really fun. I'm gonna, like...
You know what? Like, Donkey Kong was really good, too. Like, Donkey Kong was, like, one of the best, like, endless runners. Like, if you wanted to... Oh, do you? if you wanted to get, like, the max level on those games, or the max, like, fucking whatever, achievement...
Yeah.
Yeah, you it was endless runner, and just figure it out, and, like, it was great.
That's cool.
Yeah, and now they're fucking Star Fox game, man. Like,
Have you watched more on that?
I have. IGN had a co-op video where one guy is the pilot and the other guy is the gunner.
That's and,
like,
shit.
So, like, you're flying around, but I'm looking through, like, I'm looking through with the gamepad and shooting.
So you're, like, the gunner on the Falcon.
Kinda. And, like, one person's only flying around, and, like... If you're on, if you're not in, like, an all range mode situation, like, it's kind of lame because, like, you're, all right, like, someone's flying and it's not very dynamic. But they did manage to make it look cool. I don't know how it's gonna work with that control style, but fuck, man, just
is that still
regular
how you're
control
controlling
styles.
The game?
I have no idea. You have to, like, fly and look through the fucking gamepad. Like, there's TV mode that shows what we want Star Fox to be. And then there's gamepad, like, at the same time. Not one or the other.
Oh.
Both. There's gamepad where you have to, like, look around and shoot with fucking motion.
Oof.
And it's like, that sounds like a fucking nightmare.
I got him. Oh, Miyamoto.
But.
Resign.
But if it's a co-op, I think it could be fun to, like, change back and forth, maybe. I don't know.
That. We're not doing like that.
I wish we could.
Dude,
like,
come over and play you a Starbucks.
I only pictured it standing up right there.
I only want to play it there.
Yeah, like if we can somehow hook it up at the arcade.
You know, dude, that's probably a good fucking time.
Because like, because that fucking gamepad is wireless. You'd be like, oh fuck, you know, like you're shooting and one other person's flying, and like at that point, I'm thinking like, this looks kind of cool, but never like no. As the game I'm gonna play like alone.
It's gimmick.
Even though
like,
it's...
You're not going to... Like, Joe, come to bed. I'm busy. fucking shaking a controller around on your couch.
Yeah. It's just not the game I want.
The high score.
It's too bad that they went on to the... Like, it's so close to being what we want. Just right... Classic controls. And it's the game.
Motion controls... They didn't work for them. It was, like, the biggest downfall of the Wii. Like, it was a huge fucking, like, gimmick. And it still sucks. Like, everybody thought it sucked.
You know what the crazy thing is the people who make the games are the people who are like, influencing what is in the console. So, like, you sit there at a board meeting, and you're like, I can picture five awesome experiences. Like, I can do all five of these. Like, and then, like, you're the one who are, like, motion controls. It's like, I got fucking A, B, C, and D. Like, in fucking Wii U, it's... Fuck, what, like... what was the weird Wii U shit? Actually, they only, like, Zelda was cool, like, where the map was on your fucking gamepad and shit like that. But anyway, they think of these ideas, and they're like, no, we gotta make that game. It's gonna take fucking 4 years. And...
I have to build it with that...
Weird play fucking...
playstyle, but, like, Skyward Sword. Did you beat that game?
No. Yeah, Skyward Sword. It's
fucking
like,
amazing, or what?
Skyward Sword was weird. Like, the story and the presentation was so bad.
Really?
But, like, the temples, they weren't just, like, lava, ice, water, snow. You know, like, the temples were, like, one was, like, time. Like, where you could, like, these objects were timeless. So, like, if you grabbed one, it would bring you and your area back through time. Holy and, like, you'd walk through these areas. And, like, if you had the stone with you, then, like, timeless enemies would attack you. But, like, you pick up this, like, and you drop the stone, and, like, other, like, new enemies would be there. And...
Dude, this new Zelda. This new Zelda game is going to be the best fucking game ever.
Yeah, like, the dungeons were really cool, but, like, it was just a restraint on, like, how much the Wii, which is what they built that for.
Yeah.
The fucking Wii, which is a GameCube. Holy they, like, built it, and they're, like, they cut corners, and you could tell, like, why am I back in this area? Like... They kept tying it back to familiar places, and it's like, clearly, like, it's not working. Which Twilight Princess did, by the way.
Yeah.
Was awesome. But anyway, that's where, like, Skyward Sword kind of, you saw through the cracks. But, this new fucking Zelda game is
This good. Is what I was picturing. Remember that background they showed? It was like, this is in-game footage, and it's Link
standing on the grass was breathing. Yeah,
you see the, like, Death Mountain in the back, and they want to make it more like a...
This like game is going to be restarted.
Like a Western RPG, right?
They're probably working so hard to make this so good.
They want to make it like a Western RPG. They said they were super influenced by like Skyrim and that type of shit.
Yeah.
So, think of Skyrim, but in Zelda setting. In that setting, on top of the hill, the grass looking everywhere. Imagine running down that hill, and you're just like, you go into a cave, and just seamless, you're now a part... In a part of a dungeon.
Yeah.
And, like, at the end of this dungeon is a heart piece or some shit.
Yeah, like the...
A Skyrim game, but fucking Zelda.
Zelda, yeah. That kind of stuff existed in Twilight Princess. Like, you just see, like, a weird hookshot location. And it's like, what is that? And then you go into a mountain, and there'd be, like, lava everywhere and some little puzzles. And there'd just be a heart piece at the end.
But this is going to be completely open world. Like this is the logical evolutionary step for... the Zelda franchise to take.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's gonna be, like, there was fucking Ocarina of Time. There was, in my opinion, Link Between Worlds.
Oh.
And this fucking game. And it's gonna be the best
game. I truly believe that that's true. I believe it.
It is.
I believe it, man.
Oh my god, I could gush about that fucking game for hours right now. Just thinking about that.
Jesus yeah, like, Christ, we all only game. Have good things to say about good Zelda games. They're so good.
They're so good.
And it's always the same fucking guys. And they're like, oh, we wanted to... We just wanted the sword to be, you know, like they gave us this fucking mechanic of the sword. So, like, you point it to the sky and...
Yeah. The good Zelda games have no fucking, like, criticisms.
Like, yeah, like, you know what the best is? Time,
no one said that game sucked.
The best thing is like, no you go to any sucks. You go to any site or, like, any... Yeah, any fucking website about video games and you ask that team, like, what is your favorite Zelda game? It'll be, like... 20%, 25%, 38%, and then fucking, like, the remainder. Like, it's just, like, a mixed... Like, I can't believe you don't think Wind Waker is the best one.
Yeah.
And they'll just be like, Twilight Princess was amazing. Did you ever play Majora's Mask?
Yeah, it's true.
And they're just like, have you not played these fucking games? And no one has ever played all of them, but they're all so good.
I'm upset that, like, I'm a huge, huge Zelda fan. And I've been off of Zelda for a while.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm a Zelda fan, too.
Like, last amazing Zelda game I played was obviously, like, Link Between Worlds. But it was a handheld game. Not a real full Zelda experience, I would say.
Yeah, like, when are they going to hit it out of the park? When are they going to, like, really nail it, eh?
If I let you borrow my 3DS and that game, will you play it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely I will.
Oh, my God, dude.
You're going to let me fucking do that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, that excites me so much.
Oh, a gift from the gods.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. All right. I've been wanting somebody to play that game. No one's fucking played it.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's the best fucking game.
I will play it.
I will play it.
Yeah.
And the best thing about handheld games is that they can't age.
It cannot.
Because it's always going to look like shit.
I love that.
Smoking for a second.
Again. Gimme's burning up. Oh, gimme burning up again.
Yeah, I'll drop it off to you tomorrow.
Nice.
I gotta charge the fucking thing and make sure I found the right one. Because I got two of them.
That's cool, man. I will do that. That's gonna be like a weird thing for me. Like, I can plug in headphones, obviously. Those things probably are so immersive. Oh, yeah. You're just out cold. With that thing, like, in your fucking face. Hey, remember I think I'm, farsighted?
Farsighted?
Farsighted.
I see farts.
No. Do you remember? I think I'm fartsighted.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because, I want to get, Google Cardboard for my phone.
Yeah.
But, like, that's I tried VR. Holding my phone up, and I was like, oh! Like, it just wasn't working. It was a complete blurish mess. And I'm like, hold on, can I see anything that close? And I started holding books and vegetables up super close. I can't see anything that's super close. Oh my god.
Did you go and get your eyes checked?
No. It was like 2 days ago.
Go do it. It's free. $80.
$80?
Yeah, it's $80 to get your fucking eyes checked. But it's covered.
Get my eyes checked.
Get them checked. See what's going on. Get some, even if you don't want fucking glasses, get some sick fucking shades. Like,
get some prescription, like.
Yeah, just like, oh, like.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly. My brother did that. He's like, I don't want to fucking wear glasses. And he just got like, he got, oh, I got two pairs of Oakleys. Like, holy fuck, man. Like, just raping it.
Two pairs of Oakleys.
Two pairs of Oakleys and a Ray-Ban. Holy shit.
That's beautiful.
I go there and I get these fucking no-name Who Is He brands. He gets dope shit because he got diabetes.
Did you play any fucking games?
No.
You didn't play a game, eh?
I built a computer, and I wanted to play something on it. So I linked my Steam account, downloaded Skyrim, Skyrim runs well. It looks like shit because it's an old fucking game. But then I just played Star Fox on it.
Alright.
I spent $1,400 on a new computer so I could play top-end sick PC games. And I went up Star Fox 64 and played it to the finish. It's the only game I played tonight. And it ran like shit.
And it ran like shit.
Computer sucks. So...
Selling it. Fucking PC, man. It's so bad. What is Kyle doing?
Did he fucking play games anymore?
No, but it's PC. Like, he's playing PC games?
He's too wrapped up in school right now to play his games. Like, even DayZ, like, you play DayZ a lot. Remember what he was saying about Battlefield? Like, I can't play it anymore.
Yeah.
It's coming to a point.
I can't, no, guys, I can't play it anymore. It's
I
just,
literally
it's...
can't. Tina broke the disc and saved me. She was driving a fucking rift between them. Get off!
Tina broke the disc and it was a breath of fresh air. She was pulled out of the Matrix.
It's okay. Rest. Where am I? He's passed out. It always happens. They always fall the first time.
Yeah, that's Kyle. No, sorry, guys. I can't.
How? Holy fuck.
What the hell was that?
For so long, I had no more fucking oxygen in my body. A laugh went... and like I can feel my heart compress with no oxygen. Ow!
Just two pumps and no blood. Two pumps of no blood flow.
Just
ow.
Instantly, like, I go from dark, like, red color to like white. I'm back.
I was picturing black. Like, happy white red laughter and then just like black. black. Oh god.
No, that's what you see, but like the pigment from my skin goes from from like white to blue. Terrifying. What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
This has been the best episode. Let's keep talking.
No, we were talking about fucking PC. You hooked up your shitty PC and played Star Fox on it. Now you're selling it.
Fucking game sucks.
Oh, man. Oh, I can't believe you didn't play any games.
I know. I played Mario Kart 8 a bit.
I've been watching...
it's a Mario Kart game.
I've been watching like food shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
I watched Cooked and Chef's Table. Have you watched those shows?
I've watched Chef's Table.
All of it?
No. Just that carrot one we talked about. A guy makes the carrots. I take from the farm to the table.
No, that guy's American. The farm to table guy's American.
Is he?
Yeah. Cooked is pretty cool, though.
What's that about?
So Cooked is this miniseries about... how the human race has literally, like, evolved into the dominant species because we cook our food.
It was an episode of Radiolab. today.
Really?
Yeah. I swear to God, like there was a brand new one. That's what they talked about.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear it. Let me tell you about the show that's
yeah,
about maybe. That.
Yeah, I'll hear about
it. All right, so, yeah, like, it's this super fucking smart guy, like, smart, cool, modern guy, like, who, he just, like, wanted to explore, like, why cooking has become so important to humanity. And he goes out and just fucking tries awesome shit, tells you everything that there is to know about, like, why we cook food the way we do, like, economically, and preservatives, and what they mean, and like, the, like, two generations ago was, like, it was a fucking, like, privilege to be cooked for. You know what I mean? Like, and like, he just breaks down, like, what food means to our culture today, and, like, where it needs to be, and all this stuff. So cool. And the episodes are called Fire, Water, Air, and Earth.
Oh. What the fuck? That sounds amazing.
It's awesome. And this guy's fucking brilliant. And, yeah, he just breaks down everything about, like, the food we eat and like, what were, like, our traditions and just, it's a whole worldly view.
That I'm fucking on for.
It's awesome.
Dude, that's really cool.
I only want to eat bread that I've made myself in my own home after, like, this guy fucking, this, like, the, like, this whole fucking series has taught me. You know, like, they talk to this one guy who's, like, in charge of agriculture, earth, you know, or something like that. Like, he's a really bright guy, and he's like, listen, here's my rule. Like, you want to fucking eat apple pie? Like, you know what? Don't have a slice. Don't worry about that. Like, have a whole fucking apple pie if you want. Throw a fucking, you know, like, scoop of fucking milk chocolate ice cream or whatever on there and, you know, and whipped cream and all this shit. Eat it every single day of the week. The only thing I ask is, make sure you, like, make it in your own home. You know, like, no preservatives. Like, make it out of the ingredients it's meant to be made out of. And you probably won't even start. You probably won't even make it. But, like, it's just, like, know what you're putting into your food that you're feeding your kids and what your parents fed you and all this shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't pitch it very well right at that last point there, but I think I capped out with the fire, water, air, earth.
No, I totally understand that because, like, yeah, we feed Ori just, like, organic food.
Like, yeah, like, you try your best.
Like, the baby bowl that you guys gave us.
Yeah.
Which is fucking awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, man, no problems.
Like, we've been making baby food with that, like, out of, like, organic squash and potatoes, or not, like, a sweet potato.
Yeah.
She fucking loves
sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes is a hit.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes is part of my life for, like, 2.5 years.
Actually, yeah, or, like, just organic chunks. Like, this is all it is. Eat that.
Peas. Like, the fucking, the chewer things are, like, frozen corn.
Yeah.
It's like, just get a little bit out of it.
Yeah, just eat good shit.
Yeah, just give it to them.
I ate so fucking bad when I was young.
Yeah, well, it'll happen.
Like, fuck, man.
It's amazing, like, the amount of, like peanut butter my fucking kids want on their bagels. It's like, holy shit. You fucking fat ass. You fat ass. Lena's just like, bah, 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 like, pasta, pasta, pasta. And, like, she's the thinnest little fucking, like, twig sprout.
She just run her ass off at school all day? Like, is she in track or something?
Buddy, the girl will run anywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah, nonstop. Like, Shelby, like, she gets home and she's like, Mom, let's do yoga. Boom. Like, she's just trying to do fucking yoga beats. Like, they practice fucking elbow stands and shit. My little sister brought her to boxing one night.
That's awesome.
She's crazy, though. But I don't think she likes being active. She likes being fucking quiet and artsy. Like, we try and put her in sports and stuff because she's so tall.
Yeah. I feel like she'd be a good runner.
She's so fucking weird and tall. Yeah, she runs forever.
Yeah. She's, I don't know.
That girl's a running fool.
Lena Maria, the fucking Olympian.
I don't know about that.
What's happened in 20 years?
Man, what's crazy. 28? What?
It might be too old.
She's too old.
Can you be a 28-year-old runner? Like a famous Olympian? Or like, are
I'm
they
sure
all
there
like
has been
19?
No, I think, like, endurance runners are,
endurance is, like, long races, though, right?
Like, how old is fucking Lance Armstrong?
Armstrong? He's a fucking old fucking idiot. What?
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
He won all those races.
The biker.
Yeah. How old was he when he was winning, when he, like, in his prime?
I don't know, 50?
Yeah, like, it's endurance.
I think he was really old. No, I'm talking the young guys, like the sprinters, like the... Like, they exude all their energy at once.
I know gymnasts. Gymnasts have to be, like, 16 to 21 if you want to compete in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because, like, a woman's body just turns into, like, time to be a mother. Sorry about your metabolism forever. Like, this is what's happening to you now. And that's
weird
that that's what women have to deal
little,
with.
Little girls, right?
But, like, yeah. Like, they're flexible and talent, and, like, they have, like, the bodies to do that. Like,
wow.
Like, the paternal, like...
Yeah, like, if I did a... I tried to do a kickflip last week, my fucking ankle hurt for, like, like 6 days.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm we're old and, shit, and we're like, unpracticed.
Yeah, like, but that's the thing. Like, we just get shitty. Our bodies get
very
weak.
Rapidly. Yeah, yeah. And a woman's body is a whole different beast. Like, they kick in, like, maternal fucking instincts and...
Yeah. Did you watch that running... You watched that running movie, right?
Which one?
Barkley Marathons?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking good
movie, man. I don't know. I mean, like... I think I mentioned it to you. Like, it's a cool concept. Like, you and I could have made a better documentary about that shit.
Probably.
You know, like, it was just a poor...
I thought the idea was cool and it was shot pretty well. Like, it was just nice to be in the woods. I just like anything with fucking woods.
I thought the idea was cool, but the fact that it's the same loop over and over again...
Yeah.
...is a bit of a...
backwards and at night.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, it's... Do the daytime loop. All right, level 2, daytime loop at night.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And, like, and level 3, do it reverse. Mirror mode. Level 4, mirror mode at night.
Imagine just, like, the mental
And then the last one, like, the last one is you get to pick what it is.
You've gone through the rat race or whatever it's called, the rat fucking pit.
Oh, God, it's rats. Probably just disgusting.
Just rat's edge or whatever it's called.
It's called the rat's fucking tooth or something like that.
Yeah, you run through it once and it's just like, that was fucking horrible. And you just ran 26 miles. You've been running for 8 hours.
Yeah,
I've run 1 hour in my life, like, at once, and it was the worst fucking hour. Like, eight hours.
It's not for
eight
me.
8 hours just up. They said the altitude of what? Fucking...
Mount Everest twice. Yeah, it's stupid.
It's fucking stupid, and the
and,
fact
you know
these,
the guy's like, oh,
we only
charge $1.50 and a flannel T-shirt, and you can get in this race.
You just gotta be funny. That guy sucked.
No, he's the guy, man. He's the guy who understands how cool it is.
Yeah, he likes the shit.
But like, it's just there's a reason. I don't know if it would be that hard if you had. I mean. Part of the uniqueness of it is that it's amateurs, right? Like, it's amateur fucking runners.
Yeah, they're not, like, Boston, like, Marathon winners.
Yeah, like, it's not professionals coming out and be like, all right, well, you know, I need this much. Like, it's people and their, like, weird girlfriends are hanging out, like, serving them fucking chicken broth and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm a psychiatrist.
He's TJ.
TJ could go out there and try that shit 2 years in a row.
Yeah. TJ always, like, pushes himself.
TJ could do that.
I think he could. Like, he's got the mindset to, like...
No way.
I would give up.
It'd be years. Years of practice. And training. Like, pivot.
Yeah.
Pivot everything.
Yeah, like, none of the guys...
No more vodka nights.
Yeah.
Or maybe there could be vodka nights. I don't know.
Smoking gym. But,
I mean, any of us, right? We can't survive a vodka night.
All their bodies are...
I want at least one vodka night
per year. Way thinner than us. Like, all those runners.
Yeah, they're crazy.
There was no, like, just kind of, regular dude. They were all...
There was a couple bends, before. Though. There was a couple of bends out there.
Yeah.
They were doing all right. The bends did fine. There was no Dans.
There was one Dan.
No, there wasn't.
Was the human sacrifice to this year.
Yeah, he fucking lasted 12 hours.
Yeah, and he was lost. And just like, I fucking know him.
No, but like...
Buddy... What are you doing?
It's kind of cool that they have to tear those pieces out of the book.
Yeah.
I was wondering if, like, the mental anguish... Like, I wanted to see, like... You know what? Here's what I wanted to see. Okay? I wanted to see at least a 5-part miniseries where each episode is about 2 or 3 people on every fucking ring. That would have been cool. That would have been the documentary that I wanted.
That's your reality TV series.
That's the documentary I want. Wow. And...
Alright, we're going to have a talking head moment. I was running up the hill very tired and the...
No. It could have been found footage or whatever. It could have been alone, but a race at the same time. Pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm picturing the best case scenario, not Big Brother edition of fucking Barkley Runs. You know what I'm talking about?
Big Brother Barkley Runs.
What is it called? The Barkley Marathon? Barkley Runs.
That'd be good, though.
Big Brother Barkley Run would be good.
Jesse was setting up a trap for me the whole time.
All it is like, weird chicks and super young dudes.
You know those, like, those two guys in the movie? They were running together the whole time?
Yeah, and they fucking made it.
Yeah.
Except for they had to run against each other in the fifth.
Yeah, exactly. Game. Like, I would just kick out his legs. If he was, imagine he beat you.
Remember on the second ring, he's like, oh, I waited with him. I shouldn't have waited.
Yeah.
And then that's the guy who fucking won?
Yeah. He's like, I can just pass him at any point.
But you know what? It mattered that he waited for him because that got him through the next two rings. That's true. It finally came to the fifth and he's like, time to break free.
It was just strategy.
He waited for him. He built a fucking ally.
Yeah.
So don't you think that's the coolest thing? You could watch over 12 episodes. Like, holy fuck, he's playing him. He thought he was a fuck, like, oh, I waited for him because it mattered. He's like, I didn't fucking wait for him because it mattered. I waited for him because I need him the next two rounds. Just going through his head. I mean, I got fucking Big Brother about it right there, but...
I think...
I got pretty Big Brother about it, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, it would have been cool to get into his head a little bit.
Well, they interviewed him afterwards.
Yeah, he's like, oh, like, I'm in a lot of pain, ready to go to the next round.
Yeah. That's all that's good, because you know they're just like, don't fucking talk to you right now. Like, this sucks.
Sure. It's kind of
cool. Like, when they get back, they're like, you're a fucking asshole. Like, you're a bad man. Like,
how angry. The people who,
the people that are coming in.
Tap out? Yeah, the tap out people are sad.
And, like, you get back into town, everyone's like, yeah, like, are you going to go again? Oh, you can't do it. She'd be like, shut the fuck up, you fuck.
Yeah, I mean...
I ran 50 miles.
I'm sure if it was, like, more popular and mainstream to begin... Like, we're probably catching this Barkley Marathon, like, just as it, like, is beginning to build a reputation. And somebody made a documentary about it, and now it's like... It's kind of like Burning Man. Like, oh, it's going to change. It's going to get different, like... Even in that newest fucking season, like the one, like the series that, or like the race that the documentary is about, 3 people finished. And there's only been like 10 in the last 15 years. You know what I mean? Like, it's getting more popular and like more people are going to show up.
Yeah, but I get the idea.
It's going to turn into Burning Man and eventually it's like going to be like a really aggressive race.
No, there'll be ripoffs of it. But like, I think the Barkley ones, once that guy dies, he's out. Like, the race is done.
It was sure, just
that happened. I like, there's going to be a goal. Extreme Run 100.
I wonder if, like, the word Barkley will ever be, like, capitalized. Like, we bought this fucking, you know, and, like, the main guy is done because he named it after his fucking farmer friend.
I don't think they
want to commercialize it or anything. With no paperwork at all. There's no paperwork. There's no, like, dominion to that name. Somebody will open up Barkley and fucking make marathons.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
Fucking corporations, man.
Man, they take over. They do. They take over everything.
And the sand said long.
Oh, man. I'm so sad about Dan. Yeah.
Poor buddy.
It is. I'm so sad he's gone.
What time is this? It's time for Danny to go to sleep. What are we at?
What time is it?
I got 5 minutes.
No, what time is it?
11:55.
11:55.
And the sign said...
Goodness.
Long hair, figgy,
baby. Long-haired, fooky billies.
Long hair, figgy, babies. Oh, all that popcorn I ate.
God, David anyway. Sand, sand everywhere, sand. Show me where to look. Tell me what a will I find. Sad about again, battle in the air. Show me where to look. Tell me will I be there. Liberia. What?